Oh man, yeah, that was a yeah, it was a rough week last week.
Yeah, you sound heaps better. That's good.
To be honest, I never fell asleep tonight. So I was lying on the bed going, "Shit, get up! Don't do it."
Yeah, it's funny. I went and flipped my mattress.
Yeah,
you flip your mattress and every so often because you shag too much.
Minnesota.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Watch out. I just lied on it to just have a try. And I thought, ooh, I could stay here.
Nice. Well, I'm glad we're up to this.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, Beasley picked up by Houston.
Yeah, I was surprised. I saw the notification from Tanay and I was chuffed.
I'm in two minds about this, right? So obviously for those who have been living in a cave and not listened to our show, we're pretty big supporters of Super Cool Bees. And I was, you know, he took his talents to China, if you will, after a couple little stints here and there in the league. Being picked up by the Houston Rockets right now, I believe the deal's still being negotiated, but looks like it's a green light. So here's my thing with it. If you're Beasley, right, so I've got to imagine this has been negotiated by his manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, A, you hope his head's, you know, screwed on straight and this is going to be a good opportunity, but would you rather come back to a team like Houston, which, let's face it, are looking a little bit of out of sorts, to put it kindly, this season? Or would you rather go to a more structured team? Like, if you go to the little bit of a looser team that's, you know, still finding its feet, still finding its way, look like they could be up for a few major trades soon, do you want to go that route for the more minutes, I suppose? Or would you rather go to more structured where maybe a little less minutes but more of a secure role?
Well, my thing is maybe no one else made him an offer. True. Because he wasn't too sought after in his last stint in Miami.
I thought he played quite well in his last stint in Miami.
Yeah, he was all right. He was all right. He seemed a lot more mature.
His last stint in Miami, it stood out to me because I was just, in my head, I was kind of like, I'm watching him play and I'm going, he's not making those little dumb errors during a game.
Well, here's what we know about Beasley. He's got so much talent.
Mm-hmm.
Can score, can rebound, can do a little bit of inside, outside. And the other thing that we know, he was a bit immature, liked a little bit of
puff, puff, pass.
Yeah, puff the magic dragon. And but let's hope he's gone overseas and, like TJ Hollis said on the courtside page, All Caps courtside.
Nothing like some time overseas to help straighten your head out.
Yeah, sorry, I've had a series of small strokes. I forgot. I agree with TJ, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for the kid in both ways. And
I hope it pans out. Like, I hope you...
Oh, he's got him, man. He's probably his last shot, really.
Oh, he's pretty young, though. That's the thing. Like, his last stint in Miami, he realised how serious it was. Maybe didn't pick up the option or anything, which is fine. And I think he did the right thing by going to China and not sucking.
Yeah,
like Beasley, he had to have gone to China and just blow up, and he did. And you know, multiple MVPs, massive scoring nights. Hey, not much D, but hey, no one in China really plays much D anyway. So, well, successful, I'd say.
Exactly, he needed to just play.
Yeah,
just minutes upon minutes, just play and play, get the confidence back, mature a bit,
enjoy it,
enjoy the game of basketball.
Yeah,
the best game in the world.
Well, look, sometimes there's a little bit of shade.
Now, I'm telling you now, just be careful.
I'm just saying, if you've seen the Clippers' new mascot,
oh, that's right. I'm warning you. I warned you yesterday.
Everyone on Facebook or Caps Courtside, they saw what went down with DeMarcus. So I'm not going to touch on that from tonight's show. But man, the Clippers mascot sucks. What's with the birds lately?
I thought they were taking the piss.
It doesn't look menacing. I don't know if I like.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do for having mascoted? Giant bloody foam pair of What are those things called that the barbers use?
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Hair clippers. Big giant hair clipper walking around.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know what to say about it.
That's the clippers for you, mate. Oh, seriously, I didn't think that was serious. That is serious, is it?
I suppose so. He looks like he should be off a cereal box.
Why do they need a mascot? Why do NBA teams need a mascot?
Yeah, I'm blaming the owner.
Yeah, he's out there, isn't he? Steve.
I reckon these are all his ideas. I reckon he played Sega Mega Drive when he was a kid and went, you know, I always love that logo. Let's put that on our jerseys. You know what I really like? I really like Toucan Sam, the cereal. Let's have him as our mascot.
And who's going to say no to the owner, really?
I suppose. As long as he keeps paying those checks.
Yeah, that's it. I just can't believe it. It's, you know, the mascots, the only mascot that was over with the fans was the gorilla.
Yeah.
In the early 90s, remember that?
And Hugo. Hugo the Hornet?
Yeah, Hugo. I mean, it was more of a gorilla, though.
True.
Oh, and the Chewy character in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
No need for mascots. Cheerleaders? Yes. Mascots? No.
Speaking of mascots, I saw the Raptors waved Anthony Bennett the other day.
Oh, you bastard. you know what my first thought was?
What?
He's a Hope the Lakers song.
Really? You think he's... What do you make of that? Like, do you just think the Raptors don't have enough time to develop him because Raptors are just destroying teams in the East right now?
They got time to develop him. I just think they looked at John Thompson, who's a serviceable NBA player.
Mm.
I think they looked at him and thought, he can help us now. And if we're going to the playoffs, he can help us a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. When you can't outplay Bismack Biyombo...
Good on the defensive end, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's blocking shots.
Rebounds the hell out of the ball as well. Yeah.
I do hope he gets picked up. I do think that... I mean, from what little I watched of him this year, I don't know. You can see it. It's just that... It comes down to that thing again about the whole having the number one tag, you know, on your head.
Yeah.
Everyone always comes back. Because if he was any other player, if he was drafted outside the top 10, Vince, this wouldn't even be a factor, really. It wouldn't even be newsworthy, really. We'd just be, like, passing comment.
Yeah, no, you're right. But maybe if he needs to take the Beasley route, go play overseas for a season.
Maybe.
And I don't know what kind of shape he's in either. Like, there was always questions about his weight.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was a bit blown out of proportion myself because he was coming off that injury. Yeah, had surgery on his shoulder. I don't know.
I'd love to see him become even just a decent role player.
Yeah.
But back's against the wall for him at the moment. I would... hope he gets picked up somewhere.
Yeah.
And just given a chance to play. I know he's given a little bit of a chance in Minnesota. I know Joey was a big rap for him. He thought he could, you know, easily give him 10 points a night off the bench, but just never played him. Flip never played him.
Yeah.
Was it Flip or Rick? I can't remember who coached him back then, but they just didn't play him. And I don't know, I'd be looking to go overseas for a bit of seasoning maybe, but well, he marinate a bit over there.
Speaking of not being played, we did talk about this last week, but of course the reasons show didn't happen. We didn't make it through edit. But let's talk about Jimmer. Jimmer Fredette and the Knicks.
Yeah, this will be about 30 seconds.
Well, like I said to you last week, I was a little bit disappointed in Kurt Rambis. He got cut by the Knicks today. 10-day contract. Yeah. I just feel like Kurt didn't even give him a chance. Like, he shot him down before he even put a uniform on. And, you know, Jim is coming out and saying all the right things, like he's super excited to be at it, you know, something you dream about as a kid. Obviously, you know, playing college at BYU, he's had some massive games in Madison Square Garden. But then to come out and from your head coach, who hasn't even seen you play, who basically said that it was he basically called it an upper management decision, right?
So he's behind the eight ball straight away.
Yeah, you know, he comes out and says, you know, he's not going to displace someone who's played all year and has worked hard in practice. I mean, that's not fair. He hasn't been there for practices. He's got to be keyed into where everyone's supposed to be. I'm not sure he's there yet. He hasn't even got the playbook yet. What do you mean?
Well, clearly he didn't want him. So he was never going to get the second 10-day contract.
Yeah. I mean, his first game against Toronto, Rambis was basically like, well, he's basically not playing. Like, he has no intention of playing him.
Which is dumb, because tell me you can't use a guy like Timo Fredette who can shoot the ball like that.
Mm.
Like, even if he has he could surely have a career like Steve Kerr. You know, Steve Kerr bounced around a bit, but one thing he could bloody do is put the ball in the basket.
Well, look, we said last week that, you know, he mightn't be JJ Redick good, but Redick also took a couple of years to get to where he is right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's even close to JJ Redick.
Not right now.
No, but I think he won't get there.
No?
He won't even get halfway there. I think the best he can hope for, the best you can hope for, is something like the Steve Kerr role.
I'd be happy with that. I feel like he's a player and he should stick somewhere. I feel like that he's a guy who could be serviceable to a team. I mean, you got to defend the three on him. Like, he's going to spread the floor. If you got bigs and you need him to work, that's why I don't understand the whole New York deal. Like, they need outside shooters. I would take him in Memphis.
Speaking of Memphis.
Yeah.
Did you see Quincy Anderson dunk on Chris Anderson?
No, I didn't.
Oh, dude, take it. It's like a mini Shaq dunk.
Oh, Memphis.
You suck. You guys suck.
You know what annoys me the most, Vince, apart from everything about Memphis right now, is the stupid trade on trade deadline. Not only did we get back Lance Stephenson, who the coach come out, basically vouched for him instead of getting him waived. Not only did we do that, and so now we have Knucklehead on our team, but we gave the Clippers exactly what they wanted.
Yep.
A decent small forward.
Yep.
And considering the history between Memphis and the Clippers, it's just stupid.
Is that just like burn your cannolis?
It really pisses me off.
Yeah. No, that's like us trading with...
If you guys trade with Boston and it made Boston better than the Lakers, how ticked off would you be? Like, if you guys traded Randall and I don't know, Randall and Jordan Clarkson.
Oh dear.
And you got back Avery Bradley.
Yeah, no, wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah, right. It's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, look, mate, this team's over.
We've traded for a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. We've traded for players who are on their last leg about to walk out the door. Look at our friggin' lineup.
Yeah, it's not good, mate.
Vince Carter? I mean, Zebo's on his last couple of years right now. We've got Vince Carter. We've got Zebo. We've got Matt Barnes. We've got Anderson now. Like, they're talking about re-signing Ryan Hollins.
What?
This is like what?
Welcome to my world, mate. Welcome to my world. Holy. It's all falling apart.
I'm just happy we've still got Conley and Gasol right now.
Yeah, you might not have after this season.
Mate, they better do something pretty big because we are not going anywhere come playoff time.
Nah.
Like, it's painful to watch Memphis games right now. It's really painful because I watch it and go, and we gave away Courtney Lee. Like,
yeah, that's...
we made Charlotte better.
But you know what is fun to watch?
What's that?
D'Angelo Russell dropping 39 big ones.
Oh. Ice in the veins, Vince. Ice in the veins.
And followed up in another 24 today. So, all you flogs out there, you know who you are, who didn't rate him or made the wrong pick. I hope I'm going to say it nicely, McCoy.
He gets
stuffed.
Zing!
Gets stuffed, the lot is.
Jersey worthy?
Oh.
Hey,
I'll tell you what, mate, I nearly went to the cubicle at work and just was going to give myself a seeing to over it. It was...
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, geez, it was fantastic.
Hey, speaking of fantastic, speaking of ice in the veins, what about Kyle Lowry's game winner against Cleveland the other day?
I didn't see it, but I did chuckle to myself when I saw LeBron miss one.
Oh, yeah, yes. I feel like he's lost his three-point shot this year.
A lot of Juno's been... crapping on about it.
Really?
I couldn't give a stuff. He can still get a basket whenever he wants.
Oh, of course. But, yeah, I don't know. Just shied away from a little bit of feel. But
What do you make of the Stephen A. Smith report that he's heard that Kyrie Irving not happy in Cleveland?
Well, I saw that and was going to link it on the Facebook page, but then I thought, no. It's Stephen A. Smith.
Even if it's not true, which, you know, let's just say if he does really want to go...
Yeah.
First person I'm calling is Phil Jackson. I'm getting Carmelo. They want a point guard. They want a young point guard. Pairing with a zinger. Melo and LeBron enjoy playing together. You've still got a big three. LeBron can run the show.
LeBron won't play point.
Doesn't have to play point.
Well, so Dele gets the starting gig?
Why not, man?
Yeah, hey.
He's serviceable. He's still got Mo Williams. I'd rather Dele than Mo, but they could probably sign Clay Lawson.
Oi!
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, look, why not give it to Dele? I mean, shit, you know what you're going to get from Dele, at least.
Yeah, look, I don't know about that report. It's Stephen A. Smith. I was going to post it and just sort of say, look, take it with a grain of salt. Whatever you want to pull from it, you can pull from it. But I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't really feel that way.
Well, he's come out today and said it's not true.
So what else is he going to say, right?
You know it is true.
Like, I love that. Like, teams come
if
out.
If they say it's not true five times, you know it is.
Yeah.
That's the rule. Everything they say, five times, yeah, it's true.
Hey, any teams you've been impressed with over the last couple of weeks?
No.
I've got a handful, man. Joe Johnson looks like he's fit straight in with Miami.
Yeah, nice pickup. I'd just say, here's my tip. Of course, it's Laker related.
Who?
Hassan Whiteside. We'll sign him.
You reckon you'll sign him in LA?
Yep.
You heard it here first.
Obviously.
Toronto, been looking real good lately.
Actually, it's a shame Kamal Hilton is off the grid.
Oh, it would have been great.
I cannot locate that man anywhere. I'd love to talk some Raptors with him, but that's one team that I didn't think they'd be this good.
He's off the radar. He's out of the matrix.
He's off the grid, man. I don't know. He's moved to bloody...
I was trying to get him on the show, but there's no way to contact him anymore.
No, he's off Facebook. He's off Twitter. I can't find him on YouTube anymore.
Crazy.
That's one team. That's one team that I didn't think they'd be this good, especially with Dwayne Casey coaching. So, well done. They're pretty impressive. Kyle Lowry's he came back in great shape, really wanted to make a statement this season, and geez, has he ever.
The other team, I suppose not as much, but in the same sort of boat as didn't think they'd be this good this year, got to take my hat off to Portland a little bit.
I give Cam Cripps so much shit about Portland.
I know you do.
And it just shits me how they're playing so well.
Oh, man.
And again,
Lillard is...
Especially with Terry Stotts.
You know what it is, though? You blame All-Star Weekend. Damian Lillard has the biggest chip on his shoulder for not being selected as an All-Star. And he should have been in there. I don't care what anyone says. He should have been an All-Star. I don't care who you take out. I don't think Lillard should have missed out. But, man... They're playing real good.
You know what that dick Cam Cripps did?
Uh-oh.
He put a hashtag. I don't know if he started it, but he shouldn't have gone on with it. Damian Lillard was having a pearl of a game. You know what his hashtag was? What? Dame over.
Dame over. Oh, no. That's almost as bad as the Atlanta Hawks trading for Kirk Heinrich.
Zing! This is one thing that Kirk Heinrich knows. There's two teams that always want him. It's either the Hawks or the Kings.
Yeah.
You know, you need him this year? Yeah, we'll take him. All right.
Here's some chips. salt and vinegar, okay? Or just one potato?
He's been back and forth how many times?
Yeah, it's silly. Well, every week, Vince, we hit the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, what you want to hear about on next week's show. We've got a few this week from the previous week, so I'm not going to do all of them. I'll just do a select few. Courtside member Stu Benton raised a pretty good topic the other day, and I believe I put a post up about it and forgot to credit him. So, sorry, Stewie. But it was just in retaliation to, I suppose, Oscar Robertson and... All these old...
Robertson.
What did I say?
Robinson.
Oh, sorry. Robertson.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting a little bit sick of all these Hall of Famers. But just all these older players coming out of the barn saying they could handle this Warriors team. Steven Jackson comes out and says that his Warriors team could take out this Warriors team with Steph Curry.
Give me a spell.
If that Warriors team... didn't beat Dallas in the playoffs, we wouldn't even talk about that squad.
Nobody talks about that squad anyway.
Like, it was a fun little ride. And they got bounced. Did they get bounced by Utah the next round?
Probably. I can't bloody remember. I don't talk about that bloody squad. How many Steven Jackson does?
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
I have one thing to say to these old timers, and I say this with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, thank you.
Watch the game. Enjoy this Warriors team. They are so fun to watch. You've had your time. Let this team do what they got to do. Enjoy it. Just enjoy the bloody...
Talk about...
You're missing something so special here.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You've had your time. Shut up. That's it.
Talk about living off past glories. Oh. Jesus.
If you're going to say something, have them have some class about it. Say, geez, you know, it'd be interesting if my Bucks championship team, love to see how we go against them, but nah, come out and just be a knob about it.
Yeah.
Be classy, you know, and give them pay them their dues. They're a championship team who are playing better than they played in their title season.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's a spell.
Yeah. You know what I actually like? I like that Steph basically hasn't said anything. All the critics are throwing their hate at him, giving him their sideways stares, and he says nothing, but his teammates are the ones who jump in to defend him.
Mate, he lets his game do the talking, and when he collects 3 or 4 rings, what does he get?
I saw someone post something the other day about Steph Curry and, you know, what a show-off he was against the OKC Thunder the other day because he'd done his little shimmy dance at the end. I was like, first of all, he tied the NBA record for threes. It was an overtime game against the Thunder in OKC, and he had a game winner from just over half court. Mate, he could do a shimmy up and down the floor for all I care. That he's allowed to celebrate a victory.
Name one player that hasn't done a shimmy or a...
busted out in a little dance or something, right? Like, come on now.
Enjoy this kid because, you know, it goes by quickly.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know what, they'll all appreciate him when he's gone.
You watch when he gets to tell in his career, they'll be talking about him and how great he was, and he's going to get out one of the best three-point shooters of the league's seen.
The best of all times. That's what it'll be.
Crazy.
Just enjoy it. It's so much fun to watch. You don't get these teams around a lot.
Sometimes I think that it's because people's attention spans are too short. They can't endure a whole 82-game season and like the one team for that long.
I just don't understand how anyone can't enjoy watching this team. They're so unselfish. The brand of basketball is just, pardon me, it's just beautiful. It's almost perfect to me. I could watch it all day.
All right, let me throw this hypothetical at you because there's been a little bit of talk about there. I know Joey's not happy if it happens and he's basically done watching basketball.
I'm knocking off, Joey.
Right? Give this guy a hug.
No, just settle down, team.
Durant to the Warriors.
Oh, 80-2.
Like, if you're Durant, you're looking at that option, right?
Of course you are. Of course you are. I have this discussion daily.
I mean, it makes sense for both parties. And I know Durant has his loyalties to OKC and the fans there, but they're not winning anything anytime soon.
You know, he's 28, which isn't old, but he's been there a long time. And if the Warriors can pay him 20 mil a year, and he's getting 300 mil over 10 years, whatever it is, from Under Armour or whatever, why not go? It's pretty much a given you're going to win a championship if he goes there. Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Barring injuries, you hope none of them get, you know, long-term injuries, but who's going to stop them? And yes, Joey might not like it. But guess what? If Kevin Durant chose Minnesota and paired himself with Towns and Wiggins and Rubio and Levine, he'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it if they all came over to LA. But what can you do, mate? If he goes there, just hand him the chip straight away. Just cancel the season.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a dynasty.
Mate, we say dynasty.
Potato, potato.
You are an absolute flog sometimes. You live in Australia and you're saying dynasty. Dynasty.
Oh, who cares? Apparently you do.
Like Cunningham, instead of saying semi, he says semi.
Oh, no, that's silly.
Oh, you're both dickheads.
Love you, Brendan. look, we got another question from Cameron Grinke. He says, I know Vince hates the All-Star game, but how was Curry shot at the end?
You can talk about it. I didn't watch it.
Well, it's just funny because Stewie Benson also had a couple of comments about the All-Star weekend. He's named 7,546 places Coach Pop would rather have been than coaching the West All-Stars. What a joke of a spectacle. How do you fix it? First of all, I kind of boycotted it a little bit. I was actually going to watch... I watched the Futures, the Rising Stars, or whatever it is, USA versus International, and that was okay. Like, it was enjoyable. All right, so I didn't watch All-Star Game live, but I had planned after work to come home and watch it. Here's why I stopped. Because I jumped on my phone, I thought, you know what? It's going to be like third or start of the fourth quarter right now. I'm just going to do a little score update. When the score line is Nelly at 200 points with 5 minutes left or something, I was like, I'm out. I'm done. What BS? And there was reports online about like the offensive spectacle. And I was like, well, how about someone show some defensive spectacle, for Christ's sake? And I understand.
Spectacle.
Oh, whatever. Oh, look, God. If this is supposed to be a celebration of the game, a weekend to celebrate, to bring in new fans, if that's what they really want to do, I feel really bad for the NBA because this is not showcasing any sort of talent. This is not showcasing any sort of the essence of the game, that competitiveness, because players are just getting out of the way to let other players shoot threes and throw down dunks. And who gives a shit? That's why we've got a three-point shootout. That's why we've got a dunk comp.
One word, it was shit. Move on.
How do you fix it, Vince? How do we fix the All-Star?
I have no interest. I do not care. I don't care if they fix it. I don't care if it stays broken. I am watching another All-Star game.
Yeah, you know what? It's just that thing, like...
It's a waste of time. You know what? I would rather just give the... Like, have the dunk comp, three-point comp, and then give the rest of the players a week off to freshen up and hit their season hard.
Mate,
it's a waste of my time. It's shit. I hate it.
I've spoken to quite a lot of people. I don't know. I haven't spoken to anyone who sat through the whole game.
I think Dan May watched it.
The whole thing?
Out of all my friends. I think he may have.
You know what? I reckon he watched it like your wife watches NBA. You know, you get up and do the dishes and you go take the laundry and you come out and look at the telly. Like, you know when you're trying to watch a movie or something with the missus?
my wife leaves a room in the NBA.
Well, it's All-Star Weekend all the time.
The only time my wife has watched some basketball, I took her to watch the West Sydney Razorbacks versus the South East Melbourne Magic.
Oh, right on.
And that was one of our, like, our third date or something. And she only went because she wanted a piece of the Tony and Stanley. You know, she got it.
No, on a third date. Come on.
Well, I married her, so that's all right.
This is going places I don't want to go.
So, yeah, I couldn't give a stuff.
It's out of hand, right?
Yeah, it's gone. It's ludicrous. It's a haunted silliness.
It's one of those things I think you'll look back at. You know, our generation will look back and go, we'll always remember what All-Star Weekend was, but...
Yeah, that's it.
It's never going back. I can't see it ever going back.
Nah, who cares?
We can't fix it, Stewie. We can't fix it, to answer your question.
No, we can't fix it. Because I have no interest in fixing it. It's not what basketball's about for me.
Yeah.
It hurts to watch it, and I won't watch it.
Well, you know, we're going to cut the show short tonight.
Sweet. I can't believe we made it. We had some touchy spots there for a while.
I think this is actually episode 250, Vince.
Oh, shit.
So a little semi-milestone, but this is actually the show where we've had... probably the most callbacks ever.
Yeah. I think we had six tonight.
Six.
I don't know what's going on. but I'm going to, yeah. I think I need to upgrade my router too. They're freaking expensive.
I'm blaming Skype, man.
Nah, I think it's my router. But they're expensive, man, so...
Yeah. Tough it out a bit longer. Yeah, the other I want to keep it a bit short because as far as editing goes, and yeah. My wife about to give birth to our second kid.
Oh, Jesus. You don't know the sex yet, do you?
No, no idea.
No.
Got no boys' names, though. Got no boys' names right now. Here's one for the Facebook page. Boys' names. I need a boy's name. Just in case.
Kobe McCoy.
Kobe McCoy. Definitely not DeMarcus. Definitely not DeMarcus.
You piece of shit.
I don't need any more tantrums, Vince. No!
Listen here, McCoy. When I fly to Sydney one day, you pick me up from the airport, I'm not going to shake your hand, look at your heart and headbutt you right in the shells.
You're breaking up, man. I can't hear you.
Yeah, anyway. You piece of shit.
I saved it to the end.
You piece of shit, you are weak, weak man. I had you on toast, my friend. I had time of arm to
I had to save to the end, because if I had it at the start, you would have hung up.
I said to myself drawing around this afternoon, like, he starts on Marcus, I'll quit this podcast. Just the Today Show, not actually quit the podcast. Podcast short.
Oh,
tell you what, mate, you are on a witch hunt, DeMarcus.
Hey, you know
that's
when
all I'll say.
You know
that
when you laugh,
don't bloody talk about it. Shut your pie hole. You're on a weak man. You wait until the end.
You know when you laugh that hard, you cry.
Good stuff.
Podcasting gold.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Whoa.